reflecting back on the when the bank first started, with such a palatial hall as this was, such a magnificent bank, and of course they were built like that in those days to impress people, to give the impression of solidity and financial strength. But of course the whole of the bank really was built upon small deposits. Before the bank came to exist in 1919, there was no savings bank as such in Birmingham. So there was a need for it. And when the bank first opened, they were, with offices gradually expanding through the city, and they found a lot of people bringing in their savings, which prior to that, they either kept under the floorboards. Somebody apparently came in with a tin, a big, huge tin full of half crowns, and it was not uncommon for ladies to come in and have to go discreetly into the corner of the building to remove from their petticoats the half crowns, etc., which was the family's savings. So to keep it safe, obviously they used to walk around with it in their petticoats, and apparently quite large sums of money. But I think they probably had very voluminous skirts and so on in those days.